Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to local voter education program here. We'll have shows for up to February, once a week in February, or once every other week in February, depending on how many candidates we can get the book on. Tonight, let me mention for Criminal District 2 Court, Criminal District Court 2, number 2. William Knight, attorney, I was in contact with him quite a bit. He was going to come on the show. Seemed like he was all up for it every time I talked to him. And the last thing he said, I had to check with his management to see if the date was clear. And for some reason, I've never had heard any word back from him. But nevertheless, I will give him credit for reaching out and considering being on the show, which is more than his counterpart there that's running for. They're both running for District Court number 2. The way I vote on things is kind of like a pros and cons or categories. And the first thing in a candidate I look for is a person to that you can reach and talk to and ask questions. So you can make up your own mind about these candidates instead of what people are telling you and so on. When a candidate doesn't have a way to reach them, that's my first thing. I'm not going to vote for that candidate. And if you look at for tax collector, Rick Barnes and Wendy Berger, this is our tax collector, property tax collector. I went to their website, and neither one of them have a contact that you can contact them. It's only for giving them money, and that's it. So the way I see it, they are just working the establishment. That's the people that always vote in the elections, which most unfortunately is about 4 or 5% of the city, and that's it. Probably around 95% of the city is not voting in local elections in most cases, and this we need to change. So that's why we're doing the local voter education. We figure that if we can bring the candidates to you and you can ask them questions, you'll be more involved in the process. You're more out to get involved with it and vote. But nevertheless, we have District 33 for Congress running for Mark Vesey. We have Kirk Schwab and we have Patrick Gillespie on tonight. And they're both running on the Republican side. And there's one person running on the Democrat side against Mark Vesey, which I did send out an invitation to him to come on the show. If we're reaching anybody in 33, it'd be in his best interest, too, to be on here. But nevertheless, no return, no response there. And anyway, we have Patrick them. So hopefully not, what we can do is just kind of take it easy. And both these parties, we can bash Mark Vesey all night if we want to. But nevertheless, what I do on the show, I do not endorse candidates like the Star Telegram does. Okay? That's wrong. I believe 100% wrong for a paper to do that. And they used to not do that. And I saw that coming down the road back around 2015, 2017, the Star Telegram started endorsing candidates. They used to publicize candidates, let them take their interviews, put them out, and let the people decide. That's not good. And what's hurting our election a lot, which will come up in the main election coming up in November probably, will be the POA and the Firefighter Associations. They're really undermining our elections a lot with money and buying candidates and putting people in office like Matty Parker. So our mayor, in Fort Worth. So nevertheless, anyway, these are the things. What we'll do on this show pretty much is what I do. I will criticize candidates. The door's always open for them to come on and defend themselves. And if they cannot defend themselves against criticism, then I guess it's not criticism. Maybe it's just fact, okay? So let's start making the candidates come out and talk, because a lot of them stay. They don't want to talk because if you find out how stupid they were, you'd never vote for them probably. So, but nevertheless, that's what we're doing tonight. With both of these candidates coming on tonight, we'll find out why they want to run for Congress, and we'll get some information there. We'll open the phone lines up around in about a half an hour or so if you have any questions for the candidates. All you have to do is push 1 on the dial there, and you'll be in the queue to take questions. So I was trying to think of what else here to run by you real quick. Okay, if you live in Fort Worth on our city council agenda, once again, here it comes, an automatic raise a 3% raise for David Cook, the city manager, our city attorney, and the city secretary, okay? Mr. Cook already makes five times more than a police officer does, and he doesn't have to dodge any bullets. I just don't think he needs it. And also, I'm making a beautiful little video to play Tuesday night at City Council. If you have Charter Cable, Spectrum Cable, you can actually be able to see this video at 6 o'clock on channel 190 on the City Council channel there. It'd be 190, 191, somewhere right there. And I'll be playing at Council. And it's showing Mr. Cook in action and how fast he can run from the camera. But yet, no matter what we do or say, they're going to get this raise. It's set automatically. Because there again, we don't have people voting, and that's what we're trying to do with this program is get more people aware that voting is a obligation, not a privilege. Okay? And with that, let's get open up with a I'm going to open up with a commercial here for our show, and then we'll bring on, I see Kirk's online here, we'll bring Kirk on and let him tell him why he wants to get involved in this crazy crap stuff, huh? So let's play the commercial first here.
You are listening to the Local Voter Education Program. If there ever been a time for local voter education, the time is now. It should be distributed through our schools and our city council. And local media, all we ever hear is to go vote. Some people vote by being told who to vote for. Some vote by party. Some vote by gender. And some vote for candidates by the color of their eyes. School buildings are convenient in neighborhoods and are ideal for candidate debates. We need to get the Fort Worth ISD to open the doors to candidates. The only candidates who have ever used a Fort Worth school for a campaign are Fort Worth Mayor Bestie Price, Councilmember Gina Bibbins, and candidate Bob Willoughby. We are working to do programs from January through November with candidates for midterm elections. But it costs to promote the program $1,000 for a full-page ad in the Fort Worth Weekly and $1,350 for a half-page in the Star Telegram. What we need from you to learn about your council and school board members, and help us find businesses to donate $100 a month for 10 months. With a check made out to the Fort Worth Weekly. For more information, call 817-446-7056 or contact us at b.willoughby@live.com. Thank you, and let's get back to the program.
Have I got you online?
Yes, Bob, I'm here.
Oh, good. I don't know if anybody can hear me or not out there. Or do you hear me okay or not?
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine on my
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, what I want to do is open it up and let you tell us why you're running and how long you've been here or whatever, what your main goals are, what reason, all that. And then I'm going to open the line up for Patrick to do the same thing. And then we'll come back and see what the heck we're going to do, okay?
Sounds good.
So go ahead, Kirk. Give us a rundown here and take your time. And now we'll just have a good time tonight. And if we ain't got nothing to talk about, we'll bash Beasley, okay? So go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on, and I think it's important to get the information out to the voters. You'd be amazed how many people I talk to who don't know who their representative is, or if they do, they only hear from their representatives around election time. I've been in the area about 10 years. I really enjoy the Fort Worth DFW area, the North Texas area here. I have found in those years that our representatives have not really done anything. I have always been working with the community. I was a former police officer in Missouri, 18-year Air Force veteran. I flew C-130s with 2,000 hours of combat time, or flight time, and 300 hours of combat time. Then a director of a USO for Fort Leonard Wood and for Lambert Airport, and now I continue to work with veterans. The reason why I want to be elected to represent the district, I love working with the people. I have been putting on events around town, and I love working with the people. It doesn't make any difference if you're rich, poor, what color you are, what race you are, whatever the case is. Everybody has two things in common. Number one, they want to be heard. Number two, they want change. And it seems that everything I do, I go big or I go home. So I want to make the change. We need to make the lives of the people in the district, District 33, a lot better. We need our communities cleaner. And we need to know, we need to let the people know what's going on, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Communication is key.
All right, Kirk, that covers pretty good there. I'm going to put you on pause just for a minute, Kirk, and we'll let Mr. Patrick on, okay? And keep saying
Hello,
your name wrong,
Patrick,
don't I? Yo?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can
Patrick?
You hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Sure. I'm Pat Gillespie. I've been in the Dallas-Fort Worth area since 1984. I've worked at American Airlines. I've worked at the Boeing and BAE Systems, building airplanes for commercial jets. I currently work for UPS in the international division, so I see the effect that President Trump's China surcharges have affected the economy, and I think that was great for him to do that. I think that we in the community need to actually be really informed of what the being a public servant is all about, because our current leadership doesn't know what it seems to be for being a public servant. They want to be self-serving. And for me, I don't want to be a self-serving public servant. I want to be the person that, even if Kirk, and also Kirk, thank you for your service. I want to be a public servant that is actually the servant of the people. And I came to the conclusion to run back in 2022. Because I got tired of listening to the banter back and forth and no effect. And then Mark Vesey came to an event and stated that he had a bibliography, you know, and then he worked for Martin Frost and so forth. And at the end of what he was saying, he said, "I deserve to be a congressman. It's my turn." I didn't think we have turns like that. That sounds like if we were in the schoolyard, it would be my turn to be on the swing set or something. But that's one of the reasons why I started in the political arena 2 years ago, because during the redistricting of districts, was not right in the center of his district. And when I heard him state that in like 2012, that he deserved to be a congressman because it was his turn, I thought, heck no, I don't ever want him to be my representative. And now, because of the district redistricting, now this person is my representative, and he hasn't represented at all. And so I, by the best of my ability, will try to serve as the representative of this district. And if it comes down to cannot be the representative, I hope that Kirk can unseat VC if I can't. Okay.
All right. I appreciate that opening there. And like that, I'm going to open up Kirk's lines. Everybody's lines here is open. And, well, what I'll do is I'll start off I've got a question for both of you, and I'll just, Patrick, I guess you can answer it first, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things I think is that there's too much money paid to politicians. If you look at all the expenditures and all the stuff they get and the pay, and it's like I was hitting our city manager overpaid. I mean, that's an employee, you know. I think it's way too much money, and I think that's where a lot of our corruption comes in. If the paycheck was smaller and had people do it with passion, I don't think we'd have as much – that would help cut down corruption. Do you think I'm wrong in thinking that way or not?
I think you fit the nail on the head. It's $174,000 to pay a representative yearly. And also the side money that I feel that is being pocketed, I might be wrong, but, you know, the PAC money, where does the PAC money go to if you retire or if there's also a change in leadership or something? Because VC just, I was told VC just got $383,000 from a super PAC. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm talking about their salary. Now, I do believe in campaign contribution limits.
I was going to say
but their salary is what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Their main salary,
the
like salary I said,
is $174,000, but I wonder if that's going to be a salary that, you know, his money that he's taken in for his campaign, are they by law to spend all that money, or is he, do you think that not only he, but other politicians will have that part in their retirement program?
But we're talking about almost two different things here, though. Their campaign funds and their you know, all the donations and all that's one more. But their salary, they get that $170,000, they do whatever they want with. That's their salary. And that's what I was first looking at. And so how do you feel, Kirk, about that? Do you think I'm wrong about cutting that down, or do you think it should stay up to a higher level because of all the work you have to do? Okay, go ahead.
You know, it's first of all, if you remember way back when the framers first put all this together, the reason why we went to two-year terms is because the framers, they were farmers, and nobody could be away from home that long. So they had to continue to make money for their families. Times have changed. Here we are. You know, if the politician is doing something to serve the people, I would say that would be a job. You know, it's just a regular salary. Other than that, you know, I can get in there and I can talk about my border policy, what we want to do, or my health care policy. And if you're doing things to create issues that are going to help people, then I think the money should be there. But in Mark Vesey's case, if you look at it, at least 13 bills he has co-sponsored. You need somebody that's going to do the work. You need somebody that's going to be there daily. If the congressional calendar doesn't show you in D.C., and it shows you at your home office, you need to be at home. You need to be bouncing around in different areas of the district to talk to the people, to communicate with them, good, bad, and different. The people want to know what's going on. And I think if the people understand what's going on, salary's not – should be part of an issue.
Okay. I see exactly what you're saying, too. If you're earning the money, that's one thing. And when you're not earning the money and you're still getting it, that's another thing. And okay. And then to get back to one point we was jumping over to is I'm big for campaign contribution limits to cut out this buying candidate stuff. Now, I don't know how much that works into Congress. I know in our lower level we need it where mayor and council are concerned for sure. Now, I'm not so sure about when it comes to Congress, it takes a lot of money sometimes to run, and I don't know how much money
Bob,
would
let me
be
tell you
a
this. Bob, I've been a firm believer in term limits, and I've told everybody since the day I started this last year, four terms is all I want, and then it's time to move on. If you can't author a bill or do something good for the district and the people within the district and that amount of time, you need to pack your bags and go home. But term limits will help cut back all of the corruption. Maybe not all of it, but most of the corruption.
But it'll help.
We need
one step in the right way. It's a step in the right way.
Correct.
Patrick, how do you feel about term limits?
I think we need term limits. That's correct. And I cut it down to like three term limits for a congressman and possibly two for a senator. And I'm not taking any money for my campaign. I feel that I was the one that wanted to run this, go into this open-eyed, and I would rather spend the money that I have than have the people that I would serve look at me that I'm serving them and not serving my donors. So, you know, it's a metropolitan district. There shouldn't be that much to have to expend out of your own pocket. So I don't ask anyone for donations. I don't have a donation button on my website or anything. And that was for both last campaign and this campaign. And so it chapped my hide when every incumbent last election was getting $1.6 million for their election reelection campaigns. Okay, and now I've heard that just a couple of days ago that VC got, you know, that $383,000 for his reelection campaign for his primary. Mm-hmm. You know, I was looking at some of the filings that
he did
over the past couple of times. He didn't put one penny into VC. Didn't put one penny into his campaign. Everything that ran his campaign was PACs and donors.
Okay.
He didn't put. He
what
didn't,
were you saying,
he didn't have any skin. He doesn't have any skin again.
Mr. Patrick, just one second. What were you going to say,
Bob? Look, you know, Patrick, if you're not doing nobody understands why you're even running. I mean, if you want to support me, I'd love to sit down and talk to you. But this is exactly what the people do not want to see. This is a lot of wasted extra time and money spent in the system for the primary election.
I don't see that I'm wasting my time at all.
If you're not raising money to get the word out there, you're wasting everybody's time. You know,
I'm wasting your time. Apparently, I'm wasting your time, Mr. Kirk.
Well, you are, quite frankly.
Well, okay. Well then I
guess
we have nothing else to talk about.
Okay.
When your website
Okay. What I did is went ahead and muted everybody because this is not the kind of show I want to put on here, okay? Let's slow down here just a minute if y'all want to stay on. I think each person should be able to ask a question if they want to the other candidate, and the candidate should be able to answer, and let's keep it on that level. And if we want to go after anybody, go after Mark Veazey. There's the perfect target to go after, okay? So I'm opening these phone lines back up, but I see too much of this stuff on TV sometimes or shows, and I don't understand what they're saying because they get to going over each other, and no one understands what they're saying. So, okay, so let's open back up here. And I'll tell you what, Kirk, if you got a question for Patrick, ask him directly what that question is, and I'll let Patrick answer, okay? And if Patrick has a question for Kirk, you can ask him directly, okay? Kirk, if you got a question for Pat, go ahead.
Actually, I've got a comment to you, Bob.
Okay.
When somebody has a statement on a 2022 website with no updated information, and the first line states, thank you to all the sovereigns who came out and voted for me. This is exactly what the people don't want. They want somebody that's serious. They want somebody that has the knowledge and the leadership to get out there and do the business. So to have 2022 information for a 2024 campaign, is a waste of the voters' time, and quite frankly, it's a waste of the voters' money, because the voters want to spend the money to get the right campaign, the right candidate into place.
Well, actually, this is not my place to say how candidates should run their show or what they're doing there. You know, that's totally up to them. My focus is when I'm running is on what I'm going to do, and that's all I pay attention to, and that's it. And if anybody I'm going to slam, that's the main person, you know. So anyway, each person has their own way to run things, and I'm open to anybody, let anybody have what they want to do it. That's the freedom of the choice of doing whatever they want to do. And that you have a right to speak your mind, too, how you feel about it and all that kind of stuff. Let me get to Patrick just for a second.
With me being involved in the community my entire life, that shows people that I'm serious. This is not a game for practice. It's not a game, period. This shows the voters that I am serious, getting out there, working with the community, as I've done my entire life.
Okay. Well, then you shouldn't have to worry about the polls, and you should see how the votes come in. If you're doing right, you'll get the votes. Okay? It's that simple. So hold on 1 minute, Kirk, and I'm going to let Patrick respond to anything, okay? Just 1 minute. Hey, Patrick, you still there?
Yeah, Bob. Yes.
Okay. Have you got any response? You want to respond to anything? You got any question you want to ask Kirk or anything? Or you want to respond to anything?
Well, I've not been in politics that long. I've never gone into the military. And that's one of the reasons why I said thank you for your service to Kirk, because he has been in the military and he has service-related actions, and he takes care of his working with the veterans and so forth. Okay. But not everyone in this community is a veteran. Not everyone in this community is a Republican. I mean, the thing is that we have to work to get everybody on board, and everybody needs to be enlightened by the Republican ideals. Okay, I'm not going to be here and I didn't watch one Republican debate because I don't like to hear people hashing out things, and they were going to be number two anyway. Okay, so it's the same way here. You know, if we don't get together, we can bash each other back and forth, but we don't have enough people in this district to win outright against VC. All right? We can bash ourselves tonight, pat ourselves in the back. You know, I said all this to this guy, and he said it's all this to the guy. But at the end of the day, we all need to come together and rally around trying to beat Mark VC.
Well, that's my target there, Mark VC. I didn't love that, but
I'm not going to bash Kirk because I don't know the man. All right, and if you don't see we the people, the reason why in the preamble of the Constitution, the word people is capitalized, the word posterity is capitalized. The reason being is that we were sovereign people at the time of the Constitution being written. Okay? We are still sovereigns of these United States of America. So I'm thanking the people, sovereign people.
I'm not so sure if we're not communism 32. Now, though. I'll tell you.
Well, I can go on with that as much. I have a whole chronological history of the Democrat Party. It's not Democratic; they're Democrat. That I submitted to the Dallas Morning News from Andrew Jackson all the way up to today's Democrat, okay? But we've been in a communist nation since 1889, when the first Democrat president that was elected after the Civil War, which was Grover Cleveland, he served his first term in 1884, and in 1888, he lost his election. But in that year of 1888, what was really happening was in Europe, when Engel actually commissioned five languages to be translation of the Communist Manifesto into five languages, the first being English. And so what had happened was, if you have to look at the State of the Union Address of 1888, submitted by Grover Cleveland, and it sounds just like the Communist Manifesto. And within January 1st and the transfer of power to Benjamin Harrison on March the 4th of 1889, in a lame duck Congress, Grover Cleveland signed into law the Communist Manifesto. The reason why I say that is, the thing is that we look at the Ancestry.com at the census records. The census records of 1860, it states free inhabited, which means free citizen, which means sovereign. Then we had the Civil War, and come the 14th Amendment, and then 1870 and 1880, mastheads of the census record said inhabitant. What happened to the word free? And then after the signing that Grover Cleveland did in 1889, the 1890 census didn't even say inhabitant, which means citizen. It says population. Okay? We don't own anything in the United States. We don't own our house. We don't own our car. We don't own our ground. Yes. You're right, Bob. We are communists. We are suffering under communism for the past 139 years. Okay?
Well, I thought it was just,
I don't think. No, 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 no.
I just thought I was living under my
and
marriage.
Then,
I thought that. No.
And then but, the thing is, you go.
Bob,
you go
let's
to,
talk about the district.
Let me let Kurt back in here for a second to get back on up to 2024. Okay? Let's go up this way and see. Hey, Kirk?
Yes.
Are we there? Okay, yeah, I was going up and up.
Yes.
It looks like there's not that, you know, anybody got a hands up to answer any questions, take calls in or anything like that. And it looks like it might be slow, but at least it's on a podcast.
Bit, but,
and if y'all want to kind of call it an early night and give out where your contact is and that, we can do that. Or if you got something more you want to talk about, we've got time to do that, too. It's I'm going to leave the ball in your court, okay? So you tell me what y'all want to do here.
You know, the districts, the districts with the HUD Z1 program, Mark VC has done nothing. I've talked with a lot of the pastors in Fort Worth, and they've talked with the ones in Dallas as well. VC has done nothing. An interesting piece, he sent a flyer, a meet and greet flyer for coffee this morning to somebody that used to work for him, and they live in Austin. The person in Austin sent it to my chief policy officer or advisor. My question is why is Mark Vesey sending flyers out to people that are not in the district? I've been in this district almost 11 years. I haven't received one thing in the last few months, and he's had a few meet and greets. When I had a house there in Fort Worth, not one item. The only items I received was when it was election time. And that's wrong. When I'm elected, when the congressional calendar shows you being at the home office, you should be out in every part of the district, whether it's once a month, once a week, once a quarter, whatever the case may be. You need to talk to the people. I will be out there telling people what's going on, good, bad, or indifferent. The key factor is there is communication. And that's what I've been telling people out there. I'm a firm believer in communication, and anybody that knows me will affirm that. Patrick, look, I applaud your effort for wanting to do the right thing. But, you know, I think if you want to support me and work with me to get Mark Vesey out, then, you know, I'm all for it. And I think that might be the better way to go.
Patrick, do you have anything else you want to discuss or anything to bring up here or not? If y'all not, you might just want to give the a contact for yourself, because people do come back and check these pods sometimes, these podcasts and that. And like I say, and like Kirk said there too, it's a job, and there's no sense wasting anybody's time either. I'd like, if these phones were lit up all the way down the line, maybe I didn't get enough advertisement out. Of course, it doesn't help with this little jerk over here keeps yanking up my signs because he doesn't like me. So I put out signs, he yanks them up and takes them down, and it's hard to catch him. I know who I think it is, but nevertheless, it's, you know, that's hard, you know, because it's my money I'm spending to buy these signs. There's almost $5 per sign, and then you've got the time of putting them out and stuff like that, which I've got them out around the city. But also, I'm working more to reach the trying to reach the general public, which is hard to. I'm trying to reach a sleepy crowd that doesn't answer to anything. That's where I'm different from the Sierra Club, Women Lead of Voters, all those organizations out there. They do get the big candidates to come on in their meetings and stuff like that, the Women's Democrat Party and all that. But you don't never see them advertising out to the local general population to try to grow our voting up. They all stay in the same pot of stew and then push things back and forth all the time in the same pot. So I'm trying to reach outside, so it's not surprisingly that it's harder, but I have, like I was telling Patrick earlier, my biggest crowd, or it might have been you, Kirk, I don't know who asked earlier how many I've got on here before, but the biggest show I had is when I had a show about the police. I had over 300 on, and I got thinking about, well, it might have been all police officers, I'm not sure. But that was my biggest. But sometimes we do get a bit of a crowd through here, and I'm going to keep trying to advertise it. And I think it's a good way. It's a free way, at least, to get your name out there, and especially the people that came to my website, they see your name, who's on the show, you know, and stuff like that. Even if they don't tune in or not, at least they it's advertising. It's exposure, okay? So it's at least that for you, and it's free. And I think take all the free exposure you can get is what I say. That's the best advice I can give. But anyway, if there's nothing else, February the 4th, I'm looking to bring on the constables for Precinct 8. Campbell has contacted me back, the incumbent has. The challenger has not yet, but I'm pretty sure he will. But anyway, that one I'm moving up to. And then and later in the month, in February, the end of it, close to it, we'll have candidate song from District 12, which was Kate Granger's spot. A lot of people running over there. So to that, Kurt, do you have a website, contact, anything to give out to leave on here? So if anybody comes back and hear it, I can know how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, Bob, I also want to mention my entire team. We are all veterans. So we watch each other's back. We don't have to worry about each other doing their job. The contact for our team is Jennifer@WAB4Congress.com. that's the best way to reach us.
Okay, very good. I appreciate
and,
you coming on, but I know – oh, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just going to say I appreciate you having me on. You know, the district needs a leader, a clear leader, and it's people can see that I'm it, and I'm happy to work with Patrick if he wants to come on board and support me and help me take over VC. The endorsements are coming in. Democrat endorsements are coming in. We have the LUCA, Latinos United for Conservative Action. They're a national organization. They're endorsing me. A sheriff from the border is endorsing me. A Democrat actor out of Hollywood, believe it or not, is endorsing me. So clearly, I'm a leader, and that's what the district needs. So I ask your listeners to vote for me, Kurt Schwab, for Congress. And if anything, remember the hat. And I am a sound investment for the district.
Okay. Appreciate it, Kirk. Like I said, I just didn't want to waste your time. I know there's a lot more to do before that election gets here, and your time should be spent, both y'all's time should be spent somewhere positive for sure. You get enough of this. So, okay, Kirk, I appreciate that, and I'm going to let Pat close out here. Pat, you got an address or a email, anything you want to put out?
Yeah. My email address is patg@patrickgillespie4congress33.com.
Anything else to add to that, or that, or is that good for the night?
Well, that's good for the night, and
okay.
Maybe you know, at the end of this contest, maybe Kirk would like to help me out to beat DC. Okay,
very good.
He
appreciate both of y'all coming on,
and
taking
the
time to come on the show.
So, yeah.
Okay, and y'all have a good night, and whatever comes out, let's make sure it ain't Mark Veazey. Okay. Y'all have a good night. Thank you very much. We're going to call it a night. Okay? Bye-bye.
Bye.